Administration and membership eligibility is required. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's HEIKKINEN. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back. This is Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. As tonight, we are entering into the second half for the Schwamming Screaming Eagles hosting the Prentice Buccaneers. And I'm not going to lie, I was baited here. The timer hit zero, and then they threw three more minutes left on the halftime timer. So I'm not going to kick it to commercial no more, but I want to talk. I do know that this has been a fun game. It's 8-8 if you're just joining us. Both teams were able to score on their last drive of the second half. Prior to that, it was all punts. Defensive dominated game. It may sound like it wasn't exciting, but we were seeing great plays by the defensive line, just dominating the up front play, blowing up the quarterback, blowing up the runs, and just good all-around play. And so 8-8. Going to the second half, we'll see what teams can kind of continue the success. I know everyone's kind of football's on the mind. I know both teams here are 1-1, but I'm thinking everything. I know the Packers, after they're getting back from Brazil, right, this week or this last week, and they are playing against the Indianapolis Colts, and Lambeau will be hosting their game Sunday, September 15th at noon. That should be an interesting matchup. I definitely think the Colts aren't a complete roster. I mean, their quarterback got hurt last season, so it's kind of fun seeing. I think his name's Richardson. He's really athletic, moving around. You know, the Packers are kind of in a slump with Jordan Love going down, but Packers got a talented roster of young guys, and what better time for a roster to come together and step up, right, and really fill the gap. And I know at some point Love will be back on the field for this season. So we'll see if the Packers can move their score to 1-1 and mimic what the Buccaneers and Eagles are right now, which are 1-1. Looking at the schedule, Schwamigan, Friday, so today's the 13th. They're hosting Prentice. Friday, September 20th, next week, they will be in Flambeau, playing against Flambeau, as well as another doubleheader in which the Phillips will be at Prentice at the same time. And speaking of that Phillips game, I did get confirmation that they officially did start at 8 o'clock. And so as I get updates, I will give them to you. For those who like to listen, that game will be on 98Q Country, as well as the Civic Media app. For that, we have my timer says 15 seconds, and so we'll see what happens here. The Schwamigan Screaming Eagles will be receiving the ball in the second half here, so they are happy, happy, happy to get that score and tie it up, make it 8-8, because getting the ball here, they can maybe keep that offensive success from that last drive and really keep it going. Number 77 for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, trying to get his home crowd jazzed up. That's Burchette, number 77. He's getting pumped. And with that, we have our kickoff. Kind of a high pooch. It's going to be fielded by Corbin Phelps, who takes it right and then breaks the tackle, and it is taken down around the 34-yard line. And with that, Screaming Eagles will begin their offense in the third quarter. All right. Here we go. Hudson Hilgar heading out right now. Getting in his huddle. If you're just joining us here on Trail Mix 103.1, score is 8-8 with the third quarter just starting. It's been a defensive battle for both these teams, and we'll see if the offenses can really see what the halftime adjustments are. And here's the next adjustment. Four wide receivers, two left, two right. And they are bunched up really far. Hudson hiked. We have a blitz. Hudson keeps, beats the blitz, goes up the field, and is going to be tackled after about a 7-yard gain. Good job by number 84 who made the tackle. That'd be Aiden. Aiden gets the tackle. Aiden Haas wraps him up. Hudson tried to get by him, couldn't do it. Either way, 8 yard gain.
Second and
3. It'll be second and 2. Here we go. Coming up to the line, we got wide receiver left in their regular base package. There'll be five linemen on wide receiver left and the running back behind the quarterback in shotgun. Ball hiked, ball handed off, and it's going to be held left and completely blown up by Soroba. That's going to be a tackle for a loss.
Tackled by Jonas Soroba.
Let's see where the ref places the ball.
Get lower on it. Come on.
All right. It's going to be about a... Oh, no, no gain on the play. Okay, so he didn't get any yards. So third and 3, 8-8 with 10 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter, just starting the second half. Wide receiver right this time, five linemen with a quarterback in shotgun with the running back directly behind him. Ball hiked. Hudson keeps, carries it right, follows his blocker, but he can't. It's just keeping, it's not vertical movement. It's just horizontal. He can't carry it up the field. Great job by the Buccaneers, who, yes, admittedly took a long time to tackle him, but they didn't let him get any yards vertically. Great job by the Buccaneers keeping him from breaking that play and cutting it up. So that is no gain on the play once again, and it is now 4th and 3, and the ball is on the 42-yard line. So do you punt? Do you punt for the Screaming Eagles? 44. Luis Martel is coming in for the Screaming Eagles. A little time in the huddle. All right, they're going for it. Screaming Eagles, wide receiver right, regular base formation that they have. The quarterback in shotgun, running back directly behind him. Ball hiked. Hudson keeps the ball, goes straight up the gut, and he is able. He's almost, did he get the first down? Ref is going to, oh, it's right on the line. What are they going to do? First down, Screaming Eagles. Hudson was able to barely break the plane, and that gets them the first down that they need. The big risk, hey, big payoff. All right, first down, Screaming Eagles. All right. We have two different running strategies. Buccaneers, they put in the biggest guy they got. Screaming Eagles are like, hey, we're giving it to the shiftiest guy we got. And so Hudson was able to navigate his way to a first down, just barely. Wide receiver left, quarterback shotgun. Here we go. Ball hiked. Handoff up the middle. Oh, it was a fake. It's going to be a sweep left. He breaks one tackle, breaks another. That takes five guys. Can they bring him down? Yes, they can. That's a 20-yard rush. I got to stop getting beat on the fake. Where's the binoculars? I'm going to watch the ball. That was a great run, officially a 19-yard gain, either way. Man, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Remember how the keys to success, I talked about the talent that Schwamigan has of who gets the ball? It is so hard to keep my eyes on the ball. I can't imagine how the players are doing it on the defensive side. I got the eagle eye, and I can barely keep an eye on it. All right, first and 10 at the Buccaneers 36-yard line, 8-8 with 8 minutes and 30 seconds in the third quarter. Wide receiver right, shotgun, ball hike, looking to pass. Gets an open guy. Easy pass to Corbin Phelps. Takes it up the field. Breaks his guy. Carries it up the line. And that's a touchdown. Big play. Big pass. Big reception. Big touchdown. All right. And with that, we have a score. 6 more points added to the 8. 14-8. Hudson Hilgard gets a clean pocket. Hits his second read. He looked upfield. Guarded, looks right, and who's wide stinking open? Corbin Phelps on a little bit of a cross, on a corner route. It was a shallow corner route. And then he gets the ball, and he just tears it up the field, beating the corner guy, or beating the guy in the corner and carries it up. All right, two-point conversion, wide receiver left, ball hiked, handed off up the middle, and that is going to be a conversion as it's handed off to number 26, Dalton Schmidt. With that, the score is now 16-8. 16-8 with 8 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Screaming Eagles getting this second half started out right. Did I not call it? I'm sitting here. I'm a prophet. I called it. I said the key to success for the Screaming Eagles is a clean pocket for Hudson Hilgart to be able to set his feet and make an accurate pass. And, whoa, lo and behold, Hudson Hilgart, he gets that pass. He literally did a two-step drop. He didn't run and skip back 17 yards. He set his thing and then absolutely was able to get the pass delivered. And that was right there. That was such a soft-touch pass. That was really good. And so we will see what goes on from there. All right. Kickoff's getting ready to start. And let's see how they respond. Big kick. And it's going to be received by number 44. Carries it up the field. He's got good momentum. Breaks one tackle. Runs into the crowd. And he's going to be taken to the ground here eventually. Waiting for the whistles. There, the whistles come in, and then he's eventually tackled around the 40-yard line. All righty. 8 minutes and 9 seconds remain in the third quarter as the Screaming Eagles get their first punch right away at the start of the second half. Score is 16-8, Schwamigan over Prentice. And now the Buccaneers get their first chance here in the second half. And, oh, we have another injury for the Buccaneers. It happened all the way on the other side of the field where he got tackled. That's why I didn't see it. He's already been moved off the field and is being seen by the coaching staff. Looks like play doesn't need to be paused. It just looks like the Buccaneers are just in the huddle. I will, as soon as I have an update, I will give it. All right. Ball's placed on the 39-yard line. Their 39-yard line. First and 10 in the third quarter with 8 minutes left. Wide receiver right. Quarterback shotgun. Handoff to Saroba up the middle, who gets initially stopped but breaks the tackle and then just bursts to speed for another 4 yards. What looked to be a no-yard gain, he was able to turn into a 4-yard gain on the broken on breaking that tackle. That was all arm strength. Love to see it. Good job by Staroba. Second and five. Placed at the 43-yard line with 7 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Schwamigan leads 16-8. You know what I want to see? I want to see another pass connection between Adam Robb and Aiden Haas. That sounds fun. All right, here we go. Wide receiver right. Quarterback in shotgun. Staroba motions left. He's looking for the pass. Little slant route. He gets the pass completed. First down for about, I don't know, a 13-yard gain. Great catch by Evan Lord, Jr., 6'3". Man, they got tall guys on this team. 6'3", 190. Great. That was a good slant route run by Evan Lord. Was able to make the completion, break the tackle, and then carried upfield for another 5-6 yards. And so with that, we've now crested over into enemy territory for the Buccaneers, who are now at the Eagles' 46-yard line. 6 minutes and 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball hiked high, handed off. Carries it up to Staroba, carries it up, runs into a bunch of green, and is tackled. And about 1 3-yard gain. 1, 2, 3. So we're looking at second and seven with 6 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles lead 16-8, but so far it's literally been punt, 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 punt. I think it was three punts in a row for the Buccaneers, four for the Eagles, and then the Buccaneers scored, then the Eagles scored, then half happened, Eagles received the kick, and then they scored. So we've got three scoring drives in a row. Let's see if it's four. 6 minutes just happened here in the third quarter as we come to the line for the Buccaneers on offense here at the Eagles' 43-yard line. Wide receiver left, shotgun. Ball hiked, handed off to Staroba, who gets taken to the ground after about a 2-yard gain. That was a good tackle by number 26 for the Screaming Eagles. Dalton Schmidt really making his name as the big linebacker in the middle of the field. Stroba had a chance to really break that one for about an 8-yard gain, you know, before he gets to the sideline. But he couldn't shake Dalton, who good tackle at the hips. So 3rd and 5. And, I mean, Buccaneers fans, it's 3rd and 5. If they run up the gut here and get 4th and short, you know the drill. They're just gonna fall forward for that first down. So let's see what they do. Wide receiver left, tight formation. All right, up the gut, sheds one tackle, and it's gonna be 4th and short. Man, they got a knack for this. This is fourth and less than a yard here.
Geiger
had a good carry, by the way. He went in motion initially, but then cut it back in for a handoff up the middle, did a little sidestep to the right, and then fell forward for a bunch of yards, about 3 yards. And so now we have 4th and 1, a little bit less. And so quarterback's out. Big guy's in. Here it comes. All right, Logan Geiger. Let's see if he gets the ball. He does. Here we go. And hike, and he goes forward. Can he get the yard? Yes, he can. Not only did he get the yard, but he kind of bounced off the pile and then, like, ran right for, like, 10 more or for 5 more yards. So, great play. That is, they are now 4 for 4 on 4th down plays of 1 yard or less, which has been all of them. Great job by the Buccaneers. The Eagles have zero answer for it. Their only answer is don't get into 4th and 1 situations, which, by the way, technically an answer, but whatever. 1st and 10 at the 30-yard line of the Eagles. Less than 4 minutes left in the third quarter. 16-8, Eagles in the lead. Ball handed off to the right. Staroba's able to carry it for about a 5-yard gain.
Staroba, the ball carrier.
Nice run. Refs are indicating that, oh, he pushed the pile forward. Whoa, great run. That's an 8-yard gain. Did I not mention in the second quarter that the Buccaneers have this almost instinct to just be like, oh, I can't get any more yards, time to fall forward. There you go. Well, what I thought was a 5-yard gain ended up being a 7-yard gain. So it's 2nd and 3 at the 23-yard line of the Eagles. Wide receiver left, quarterback shotgun, 2 running backs. Ball hiked, handed off up the middle. He's able to push forward and get stopped, but he did get the first down. Buccaneers, first down. He's able to push past the 20-yard line, and that is going to move the chains. Ball's going to be placed at the 18-yard line. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Swamigan Eagles lead 16-8. But at this rate, it may not be for long because the Buccaneers are just driving down the field. And what are they doing? They're controlling the time of possession. One of the keys to success for the Buccaneers talked about in halftime. Here we go. Ball hiked. Handoff up the middle. Staroba breaks the tackle. Runs into another guy. He spins off it! And he carries it over for a touchdown! Staroba, can you tackle him? No! Okay, Staroba, he has broken first contact this entire night. It takes more than one guy, and on that play, so he breaks the tackle, right? And then the second one got on him, and Staroba literally, it looked like he was playing Madden. He just pressed the circle button and spin moved off of it like he was covered in butter. Like, that was amazing. Staroba carries it up the side of the sideline, 18 yards, touchdown. The score is now 14-16. Eagles still in the lead, but we still have a 2-point conversion. Here comes the 2-point conversion. All right, they're in the huddle, getting ready to get set. I mean, you almost want to do your 4th and 1 package, right? I mean, it's just one extra yard. But we'll see here. All right, wide receiver right, their base package with the running back and shotgun, two running backs next to him. All right, ball hiked, handed off, blown up in the backfield, but he's... sheds the tackle. Great job by Logan Geiger, who just was able, basically the tackler came in and just fell off of his back. Geiger just threw him off and then walked in for the 2-point conversion. Tie game, 16-16. Are these teams destined to be tied? Because it was 0-0 until one team broke the tie, and it's now been four scoring drives in a row for these teams. Punt, 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 then score, 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 score. 16-16 here in the third quarter. 2 minutes and 29 seconds remain, and the Eagles are set to receive. All right, this game came alive. Big plays. Dominican Screaming Eagles, I imagine their coaches are going to give them a talking to because the tackling has been less than stellar. I mean, Jonas Sirova and Logan Geiger, I mean, I'm not going to – those are two guys that are tough to tackle. I mean, if you watch this game, you're like, man, it's not that – it's less about them being bad tacklers and more about Geiger and Sirova being hard to tackle. So credit where credit's due, you know. Would you love to see? I love to see athletic play. And the Buccaneers, their key to success was run it down the gut and completely dominate the time of possession. They, like, this third quarter's almost done. The Eagles have had, they're going to just now start their second offense of the half, and the third quarter's almost done. So Buccaneers, what the Buccaneers need to do is get a stop and then do it literally again. Like, the exact same drive that literally takes 10 minutes off the clock and just says, all right, here you go, Eagles. You have way less time to play with than you would like. So here we go. Kickoff, just waiting for the ref for the blow the whistle. Here we go. And there's the kick, little poocher. Gets recovered as he takes it up the field. Drops over the guy. Oh, it's almost a kick return. There was one hand that held his shoulder, and he had to jump it back. But either way, I think it was number Eath. Okay, Eath. All righty. Dylan Eath was able to jump over a guy and get the ball to their 49-yard line. So they're 49. They're not over the 50 just yet. But that's what. So we got good field position for the Screaming Eagles. All righty. So, oh, it is the 46-yard line. They are in enemy territory. How about that? Less than half the field to go. Eagles, good field position. Let's see if they capitalize again. Wide receiver left, quarterback shotgun. Ball handed off. It's a sweep right by Hudson Hilgart, who faked the handoff. He breaks two tackles. Now he's up the field. He still has his blocker. Is it going right? Can he break it? He does. It's a touchdown by the Screaming Eagles, who wasted no time getting into that end zone. They're like, have your time of possession. We're just going to score right away. Hudson Hilgart takes, he kind of does a little fake there, but then he keeps it. And then he uses his running back and his tight end as his main blockers. And what I loved about that play is Hudson didn't kick it into high gear. He followed his blocker literally all the way to the 10-yard line. And then once the blocker engaged with the last guy, that's when he cut it, and that's when he carried it to the end zone. Great play by the quarterback and great blocking by the receivers and running back. All right, score is now 22-16 with a two-point conversion here. Ball hike. Hudson keeps it. He's going to have to dance. Takes it to the pylon, and he can't get in. Great defense by the Buccaneers. Hudson faked it. It was a good fake. They almost didn't buy it, and he almost danced his way to victory. But we have our first failed two-point conversion. And so with that, we have a score that's going to be potentially uneven. So it is 22-16. Eagles in the lead again. But if the Buccaneers can score and convert on their two-point conversion, they will have the lead. All righty. Wow, that was exciting. Hudson Hilgart hitting us with a 46-yard quarterback sweep to the right. That's just a credit to a whole team success. I know it's exciting to look at the guy who ran the whole yard, but, like, that was purely run by the blockers. Hudson actually had the easiest job on the field with the ball, which was, I'm going to get the ball, I'm going to carry it right. And then he broke the first tackle, and then he looked and went, okay, there's green in front of me. I'm just following green. I'm just going to follow green. And that was great key blocking, which blew up that play. Awesome. All righty. Score is now 22-16 with 2 minutes and 13 seconds, and the Buccaneers are getting the ball back. And so Buccaneers looking to get points back on the board and see if they can't take the lead. Right on back. That is now five scoring drives in a row by these teams. Here's the kick. It is going long, little fielded at the 27, and it's going to go out of bounds around the 37-yard line.
Matthew Schmidt on the return.
All righty. 37-yard line where the ball will be placed about, and that will be first and 10 for the Buccaneers here in the third quarter with 2 minutes and 9 seconds.
And Sean Morgan.
In the third quarter. Great game. We're seeing kind of everything. Big pass plays from both teams, big run plays from both teams. And the defenses, I don't know if they're getting gassed or, and what I think is more likely, I think both teams' coaching staffs are really starting to adjust to the defenses. So here we go. Receiver right, quarterback shotgun, hand it off, breaks it up the middle, gets into the secondary, and runs for about 8 yards. Great job by Logan Geiger. They're a big guy. 6'2", 225.
Tackled by Greg Morgan.
Greg Morgan is credited with the tackle. And so the clock begins to tick. 1 minute and 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Eagles are winning 22-16 on their home field. Wide receiver right, quarterback shotgun. Two running backs in the backfield. Showing blitz, ball hiked high, handed off to Staroba, gets good blocking up front, has to carry it outside, and is knocked out of bounds. And with that, first down. Good run by Staroba, and about a 5-yard gain. There we go, Buccaneers. Ball did go out of bounds, so that will stop the clock. All righty. The ball is now placed in Schwamigan Screaming Eagle territory at the 59, the 49, excuse me. Wide receiver left, quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked, handed off to Staroba right, follows his blocker. He's going to get about another 5-yard gain. Good run. Oh, we have a penalty. I don't know who it's on. Usually personal foul. It's going to be personal foul on who? On the Screaming Eagles. The refs are talking it over right now. Looks like there was some unnecessary roughness. After the play. It'll be a 15-yard penalty. Sorry, we're just waiting on the ref's confirmation. So, unnecessary roughness. Looks like it was a late hit after the play had been deemed dead. There was a huge pileup, so I don't know who it was. But either way, that'll be a 15-yard penalty. And I'm sure the Buccaneers don't mind. That tacks on another 15 yards, what was otherwise a good run. And so, with that, the ball will now be placed at the 30-yard line with a minute and 12 here in the third quarter. Eagles lead 22-16. Buccaneers, quarterback shotgun, wide receiver left. Ball hiked, hand off to Geiger, who goes up the field and just brings a bunch of green with him as he falls forward for what looks to be about a 6-yard gain. The Eagles have no answer for this run game right now as the Buccaneers are just forcing the ball down the middle of the field. There is nothing they can do.
Second and three.
All right. Second. Oh, it's a seven. Yeah, but no, that's about a 5-yard gain. Okay. Ball's placed at about the 25. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Second and five. Wide receiver right, quarterback and shotgun. Ball handed off to Geiger, who carries it up the field. And they kind of blast by the first guy. It's going to be short of the first down, but it is close. But a 4-yard gain is what I imagine, maybe even less. Oh, the refs are saying that he got the – wait. The chain gain moving. First down. He did get it. Good effort by Geiger, who is just running like a man on a mission. Looking like the Buccaneers are going to try to get one more playoff here. There's 8 seconds left in the third quarter. Wide receiver left, quarterback and shotgun. Let's see, 4, 3, 2, one, no play. And with that, the third quarter has ended. All right.
End of the third quarter.
Schwamming and Screaming Eagles lead 22-16 at the end of the third quarter. And when we come back here, we will move into fourth quarter football. This is Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. We'll be kicking it to commercial. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. Stephen Jellin bringing you fourth quarter football, which is about to start. The ball is on the 20-yard line as the Buccaneers are driving yet once again. And we'll see if they can take back the lead. Schwamigan is up 22-16. We'll see what happens. Ball hiked. Carrying right. Staroba up the field for about a seven-yard gain.
The ball carrier.
He went out of bounds. So the clock will stop pretty much right away. So we still have a good amount of time. All right. Officially about a 6-yard gain, so it'll be second and four as we are now on the 14-yard line.
Second and three.
Okay. Wide receiver right. Quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Handed off up the middle with Geiger. And only a couple yard gain, but it's kind of nice when you only need a couple yards. So it's going to be third and short. Third and real short. And so, man, Buccaneers just dominating here. Every play gets positive yards. Every single play. The first quarter, they couldn't get positive yards. And I think, like I said, they were dancing too much. Great adjustments by the coaching staff for the Buccaneers to recognize, hey, just hand the ball off and go up the field. It has been I love North-South football. So here we go. Third and short, ball hiked, hand to Staroba up the middle, gets stopped. Is it going to be? It was third and short. There's a chance he got the first down, even though it was close, and we're waiting on ref confirmation. He barely went anywhere, but it might have been enough. Waiting for confirmation here. First down.
First down.
What? One ref is signaling first down, the other one's not. We're waiting on the chain gain.
Previous play resulted in our apprentice first.
They are calling first down. Then they're saying not only is it first down, it's right at the 10, so it's going to be first and goal. Okay, there we go. All righty. It was third and really short, so even though they, like, quote-unquote stuffed him, he only needed to get a half yard, quarter of a yard. So great effort by Staroba to get this into first and goal. All right. Wide receiver right, shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff to Geiger, up the middle. Got hit in the butt is what I wanted to say. As I said, he's running up the middle, so pardon me there. His own lineman pulled, got behind Geiger, and pushed him right on the butt. So, oh, my goodness, that was a funny way to word that. Either way. Oh, man, cracking myself up here. All righty, that was a good gain, about 3 yards. So second and seven. With 7 yards to go, second and goal. All right, shotgun. Ball hike to Staroba, going up the middle. Dodges a guy to the left, and he carries, he's pulling him! Oh, man, he gets down to about the 2.5-yard line. Stroba had a guy on his hip for like 3 yards, and he's just dragging him forward. And finally, a second Eagle was able to come and assist with the tackle. And so we now have third and goal at the 2.5-yard line. Do the Buccaneers do anything different? I say no. Run up the middle. There's nothing stopping you. Just do it. All right, so we have a...
Official timeout.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. And he's saying single. Okay, we're good. Okay. 2.5 yards, third and goal. Eagles lead 22-16, but Buccaneers have the ball. Wide receiver left. We know he's not getting it. Ball hiked. Handed up the middle to Geiger, who carries and pushes the pack forward. It's a touchdown. Can't stop this guy. He's too big. He's too strong. Geiger. He's getting help from his teammates who keep coming behind him and pushing him. I'm loving it. That's a tie game. 22-22 now. But the difference is the Buccaneers have yet to do a two-point conversion. That failed two-point conversion from the Eagles, they need to stop it here. But they have yet to stop their run game really at all. So here we go. Fourth quarter. Scott scores all tied up. But we have a two-point conversion here. Shotgun. Two running backs. Who's getting the ball? Ball hike goes to Stroba right, who carries it to the pylon on a sweep, and he gets in right before. Oh, we have a penalty. We have a penalty. We're waiting to see if potentially holding. Let's see what we got.
There is a flag on the plate.
Just waiting on the ref's confirmation here. Great run by Stroba, by the way. That was a sweep. He carried it all the way to the pylon. Holding on offense. So that's going to push it back 10 yards. So they still get another chance for a two-point conversion here, but it's going to be at the 12-yard line, not the 2-yard line. So the Buccaneers have really only gotten two plays over 10 yards tonight. So this is looking highly unlikely unless they shift it up. I'd like to see another pass play. Let's see if they can do some play action here. All righty. They're keeping their base package here. Oh, no, they only got one running back here. Stroba's the only one in running back formation. Otherwise, it's five linemen. Stroba's in motion right. It's a pass play. Adam puts it up in the corner, and it is incomplete. Great effort by Stroba, who kind of had a hand on it, but great defensive coverage by the cornerback. And just like that, the game remains tied. Oh, my goodness. This is like that knockout punch where both teams, okay, if this was a boxing match, the first two rounds were just like no one could get a clean hit in, and then they both just decided, why play defense? And then they just started haymaker punching each other back and forth to see who will be standing at the end of the game. What an exciting one we got here. The score is all tied up 22-22 with 9 minutes and 5 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Eagles are getting set to receive the ball. I don't know if I had said this, but I did get confirmation that the Phillips game did start at 8 o'clock. So if I get any updates, I will let you know. All righty. And that will also be on 98Q Country, as well as the Civic Media app. Every Friday on the Civic Media app, we have 10 high school football games. So if you're loving what we're hearing tonight, loving what you're seeing on across the conference, tune in there. Not only can you listen to the games, but you can also go back and listen to the games as well. Great tool to have, as we love tracking high school football here in the Northwoods. All righty. Buccaneers are ready to kick. Swamigan ready to receive. Another onside kick. He jumps on it, and with that, the Eagles retain possession of the ball. It was bobbled a little bit, but he had plenty of time. And they will begin their offense.
Greg Morgan.
Excuse me. On their 51-yard line. The Eagles have played with great field position this game.
The Screaming Eagles take over on the 40.
The Screaming Eagles have a dilemma here, okay? They have to score. Like, it's not even a question. The Buccaneers have kind of unlocked the secret to this game, which is we're just going to run every play up the gun. You can't stop it. You literally can't. And so That's 5 to 7 minutes off of this 9-minute timer. Ball hike, shotgun. Hudson's got his guy. No, 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 he's holding it. He's got a dance in the back, though. Beats the runners, throws the ball, completes it to Corbin Felser, carries it past the first down, cuts it back inside, breaks the tackle, breaks another tackle. He carries it in the field. He's going for a touchdown. Are you kidding me? What in the world? Corbin Felser, happy feet, happy feet. He's just dancing past every Buccaneer and just carries it for a 52-yard touchdown. Hudson Hilgart, who was in the – he kept having to back up, dance, dance, dance. And then finally when the defensive line was attempting to collapse on him, Hudson used his athleticism to sweep around, get past the defenders, and then was able to move forward and just complete a short little pass to Corbin Felser. The play had already broken apart. That reminds me of some old-school Packers right there where the play Rodgers just extends the play for like a zillion years, and then he passes it to some guy who's wide open. That was it. All right, Hudson gets the snap for the two-point conversion, breaks the tackle, walks it in. That is huge. Screaming Eagles crowd, they're getting pumped because now they're up 30-22. Man, Screaming Eagles are a cannon tonight. Just, well, why have, I mean, to quote The Office, why have many play when one play do good? Like, seriously, they are just, look, last drive was Hudson Hilgart ran for 48 yards on the first play on a sweep right. This one, Hudson Hilgart connects on a relatively, I mean, technically it was only a 2-yard pass because he caught it at the 50-yard line when the drive started at the 51, a 1-yard pass. Corbin Felser, that was 50 yak yards and only a 1-yard completion. So great effort. And it was, he had a blocker too. So that was the Screaming Eagles are showing their versatility on plays that are breaking down. So 8 minutes and 43 seconds. My concern about them scoring and needing to have to do it, well, they did it. So now, Buccaneers, how much are you going to shave off this clock? As we have another kick, that little floater going to be picked up around the 25-yard line, carried it out of bounds to about the 31. So, Buccaneers have a full field to go. They're at their own 31-yard line with 8 minutes and 41 seconds left in this game. Screaming Eagles are leading 30-22. Man. Wow. I'm bringing in how those offenses went. That was big. That was big. All righty. Players are getting the home crowd riled up. They're going to need it because the defense hasn't done pretty much anything to this offense for two and a half quarters. Ball handed off to Staroba up the gut, and there we go. It's going to be 2nd and 10. Staroba was stopped right away. As number 70 for the Screaming Eagles got in there and went for his feet. So Greg Morgan as well as Ian were in on the tackle. All right, clock is ticking, 8 minutes and 15 seconds. Screaming Eagles, if they can get another stop here, that will really force the Buccaneers' hand. Shotgun, wide receiver right, one running back. In motion, ball's pitched to Staroba, blown up in the backfield! Blown up in the backfield, who else would it be than the one from the play before? Number 70, Greg Morgan gets in there, takes him to the dirt. And we have, what is that, a 5-yard loss on the play. Big, big play. It's now at the 26-yard line when they started at 31. 3rd and 15. This is the Buccaneers. Well, remember, it was like the answer was don't let them get to 3rd and short, 4th and short. Well, here you go. You did it. But the job's not done here because we've already seen big plays by the Buccaneers. The only reason they haven't been passing is because they haven't needed to. But here's your need to. This is a passing down, 100%. In motion, ball hike, Adam looking, goes for a nice pass. He throws it low into the dirt. I don't know if the ball slipped or got tipped. It was one of the two. And the ball went way into the dirt, didn't even get to the receiver. It is now 4th and 15. I mean, you have to punt here, right? Because if that you're in your own 26-yard line, I mean, there's still 7 minutes left, and the Eagles have either scored right away or not scored at all. Like, it's just they haven't really put up methodical drives. So, I mean, if the Buccaneers can punt here, right, there's still 7 minutes and 9 seconds on this clock. You punt here, and you play good defense, and see if you can stop the big plays from happening and get the ball back, okay? Ball hiked, ball punted, nice high punt. Man, someone signed this Prentice punter. Oh, great bounce for them. And it's going to be picked up at the 33-yard line, the Eagles' 33-yard line, with 7 minutes and 1 second left in this game. We're gonna go to a quick commercial break before the Eagles take over on their offense here on Trail Mix 103.1. Don't go anywhere.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back here on 103 on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. I'm bringing you, Stephen Jell, bringing you the fourth quarter football. Swamming Screaming Eagles are hosting the Prentice Buccaneers. They're leading 30-22, and the Eagles have the ball back, and it is 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Their first play after getting the ball off the punt was just a run up the gut by Hudson Hilgart, and it was stuffed. So it's now 2nd and 10. And you got to wonder, do you want to bleed time off this clock, or do you want to go for the dagger? Personally, I love going for the dagger. So we'll see what happens. Wide receiver left, quarterback in shotgun. Ball hike. Hudson keeps on a sweep left. Good blockers. He's just following them. Keeping his blockers. Going up the field. 7, 8, 9 yard gain. Let's see where the ref places it. It's going to be an 8 yard gain. Good job setting up the third and short. So we now have third and three. Is that third and three? Yeah, it's about, yeah, third and three. All righty, 5 minutes, 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Eagles in the lead 30-22, and they have the ball. They get a first down here. That's going to start to really push the Buccaneers because the shoe's kind of on the other foot now. The Buccaneers can bleed a lot of minutes off the clock, but if there's not a lot of minutes, they're going to have to go into a different kind of offensive scheme. Handoff up the gut. Goes left. Gets the first down. He's able to take a handoff and then carry it left off of that little impromptu movement. And number 9, Carson McPeak, gets that first down that they so needed. And that will push this game to under 5 minutes in this fourth quarter with the Eagles in the lead. All right. Ball is now at the Screaming Eagles' 48-yard line.
First and 10 from the 48-yard line.
First and 10. You're just joining us. Good game today. The Screaming Eagles are hosting. They're up 30-22. Game still has barely less than 5 minutes left. But the clock is running. Wide receiver right. Ball hike. Good protection. Looking right, looking left. Hudson has to dodge all his tacklers. He throws a completed pass for a 2. He breaks the tackle, carrying it up the field, and he's going to go out of bounds. The refs have to decide if that was forward motion stopped or not, because if it wasn't, then the clock. Or I mean, if it wasn't, the clock would keep going.
Play results in a Screaming Eagles.
It's going to be a first down. Good yak yards for the receivers tonight for the Screaming Eagles, who he caught the ball just barely past the line of scrimmage and was able to carry it up. What I thought was a 9-yard gain, but it looked like a 10-yard gain is all the reps saying here. And the clock has stopped, so they're saying he was carried out of bounds. So if that's the case, forward motion went forward. Yeah, that makes sense for a first down there. Boom. Screaming Eagles pumped. This crowd's screaming. They're in it. And the ball is now at the 41-yard line of the Buccaneers, and the Screaming Eagles got the ball. They're probably going to run here just to get that clock rolling again. Wide receiver right, shotgun. Ball handed off in a sweep motion. Pass line scrimmage, he's carrying the ball, stays inbounds, and is tackled for about a 6 to 7 yard gain, depending on where the ref places it down. Let's see here. Geiger with the tackle. So we're going to be at the 33-yard line now. So that would mean that is an 8-yard gain for the Screaming Eagles. Second and two with less than 4 minutes now in this game. Eagles are in the lead 30-22, and they have the ball. You get, let's see here. 3 minutes and 40 seconds just happened on the clock. At a certain point, the game's just over. If you can get one more first down, two more first downs, this game's over. Two more first downs, this game over, because they still got timeouts on the other side of the field. Okay, wide receiver left, shotgun. Hudson keeps the ball, sweep left. He's got one guy to beat. He doesn't, but he gets the first down. Does he go out of bounds, though? Ref is saying clock stopped. I know he got the first down, which is huge, but that stopping the clock is pretty big, too. All righty. Good play by the Screaming Eagles. 3 minutes and 18 seconds is the official time right now, as we are now first and 10 at the 27-yard line of the Buccaneers. Here we go. Wide receiver right, shotgun. Where's the ball going next for the Swarming Screaming Eagles? Ball hike. Hudson keeps it on a pass play. Quick pass right. Corbisfeld's catch. Tackled. Inbound. This will be a 4-yard gain. I like that pass play. Good quick read, quick pass, quick catch. 4 yards.
Gain of 5 on the play.
Ooh, 5 yards. 1, 2, 3, 4 yard gain. And so we have a whistle was blown, but was that a timeout? Potentially. I didn't see the ref signal whose timeout it was. But either way, the clock stopped, so either he went out of bounds or it was a timeout. All right, wide receiver left, shotgun, ball hike. Hudson keeps it right on a quarterback sweep, carries it inside a little bit for a short gain.
On the run.
A 2-yard gain. So we're going to be third and two left.
Case maybe.
And that clock just keeps on churning. Because of the out-of-bounds play twice in a row, they're going to need two more first downs in this game. Or obviously a touchdown. Touchdown literally just ends the game. I mean, the best part about football is all the fluky plays where random fumbles or kick returns or onside kicks. So can never discount that stuff. But then you're starting to get into the territory of like less than a percent chance, right? But, I mean, that's why football is so stinking fun though, right? Because there's always that chance. And the Buccaneers, they haven't given up yet. And I love that. So let's see what the Buccaneers can do here. See if they can get a stop, get the ball back, and try to tie this game up. Let's see if the Eagles can end it right here, right now. Flag?
Wait. Flag on the play?
Delay of game. By the Eagles. Oops, didn't hike the ball fast enough. So that third and two is now a third and seven. That's a big deal because you don't get to play here. I mean, you're going to want to probably punt it and try to really kind of give them 90 yards or something. But either way, third and seven, ball hiked. Ball is carried up the mid. Oh, it's a fake left sweep, and he's going to get the first down. Man, I'm so mad at myself. I have fallen for that fake 4 times tonight as Carson McPeak gets the ball yet again. No wonder he's getting first downs off that play. I don't think I'm the only one that has no idea where that ball is. It's that specific play. All the other ones, I'm following the ball just fine. But I'm like, I literally think Hudson holds the ball. I'm like, nah, it didn't go to him. It went to whoever. And then I'm like, he doesn't have the ball. Where is it? And I look left, and he's already past the first down on the sweep. What a great play for the Schwamigan. They've run it about 4 times today, and it's gotten me literally every single time. I'll get it one day. Here we go. First down, ball hike. Hudson keeps it right on the sweep, follows his blocker, And maybe a yard. Maybe, yeah, about a yard gain. So the clock, we have a timeout. Timeout for the, I was like, why did the Eagles call timeout? They didn't. Ref corrected. The Buccaneers called timeout.
Timeout.
So the clock is 1 minute, 43 seconds left. It'll be second and nine at the, what is that, the 8 yard line? Looks to be about the 10, yeah, the 10 yard line. Okay. Second and nine around the 10 yard line. It's tough to see, but they're pretty far from where I'm at in the box. All righty. What a game. This has just been a banger. At first, you're like 0-0 for first quarter and a half, but I love defensive battles too. But both offenses just adjusted really well to what the defenses were giving up. Buccaneers recognized that the Eagles just literally could not stop their run attack. And then for the Eagles, they recognized, man, we got to protect Hudson. And that went really well. All right, ref is coming up to adjust the play clock. All right. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles getting ready to set. Ref just had to make a clock correction. So they're going to, there's actually, the clock actually reads 1 minute and 46 seconds, not 43. And with that, the Buccaneers need to get a big stop here. Second and nine, the 10-yard line. Wide receiver left. Hudson gets the ball, fakes it, and it is absolutely blown up in the backfield. Breaks one tackle, and can he get back to the line of scrimmage? He can't. Great job by the Buccaneers. They were not falling for that fake. That's the play that was getting me every time. I didn't fall for it that time. See? Even me and the Buccaneers defense were on the same page here. We both were like, no, 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 not this time. As Dalton Schmidt couldn't carry the ball there. He had no chance. As soon as the ball was handed off to him, bam, the Buccaneers got in there and stopped the ball. Now, the Buccaneers did call another timeout because, obviously the clock was going to keep moving there. So we have a little time to kind of discuss the situation of the game here. It is third and 13 at the 14-yard line, 15-yard line in there. And the Eagles have an interesting thought process here because you have two conflicting goals. You score points and you're a 99% chance going to win this game, right? But if you don't, and you're going to do that via a pass play, most likely, right? But if you incomplete or whatever, interception, you name it, the clock stops, either through change of possession or incomplete pass. So do you run the ball? Well, it's unlikely you're going to get 13 yards in the red zone. So, you know, it's kind of like, not pick your poison, right? Because they're the ones that are holding all the cards right here. So what card do you want to play? Obviously, a run could break it open, right? You could rush it in. But I'm just talking about a pure, like, what the coach is thinking here, right? The different options he has in front of him. And so the Buccaneers, I mean, if you're playing the Buccaneers, this is most likely going to be a run play. Most likely, right? If I was a coach of Buccaneers, that's what I'd be thinking. Stop the run here. If you stop the run, the Eagles will probably go for it on fourth down, just as sheer fact of just keeping the ball on this side of the field. All right? So here we go. We're about to find out what we have. 1 minute, 33 seconds on the clock. Screaming Eagles, third down and long. Ball hiked. Hudson keeps it on a sweep right. Cuts it up. Tries to take it outside. And he breaks the tackle, and it goes out of bounds. So they chose secret option C, which was the worst option of the two, which was run the ball and go outside out of bounds anyway. So not only does it go to fourth down, and you don't get the touchdown, and the clock doesn't keep running. Hudson probably should have tried to get down before the out-of-bounds when he recognized he couldn't get the touchdown, but here we are, Buccaneers. That's a pretty good gift. The upside is, Eagles got 8 yards on that play. So it's fourth and five now, which is not outside of the realm of possibility here. So the Eagles got 5 yards for a first down, 6 yards for a touchdown. So here we go. This is the game right here. Minute 25 on the clock. Eagles up 30-22, looking to make it out of reach.